Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It is the 15th of December. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby. It might be your final week of work, and we all got to get through it together.
I misspoke. Hanukkah started last night.
Yeah.
It was the beginning. Sunday evening.
That's what I thought.
Happy Hanukkah to all our friends.
I have a lot of Jewish friends, so I was like, you guys celebrating? They're like, oh, yeah. I love going over to their house for latkes, spinning the dreidel. It's a lot.
What was the last time you spun a dreidel?
I do it every year at my friend's house. She's Jewish.
Well, we're going to pop off all this week. For some of us, it's our last week of work until the new year. So why don't we just, you know, let's have some fun. Let's pop off. Breeze, where's our friends this morning for the Vibe Check?
They're here. They're having fun. They're checking in, trying to get their bearings on this Monday morning. The roads aren't great, I'll tell you that much.
They're not. Be careful. They're salting them as we speak. I saw a lot of plows this morning.
I can only hope. I didn't see one driving in, so that's fine.
They're doing the best they can with the resources that they have.
Maybe we should focus more on, you know, 490, which it's the vehicle of which most people use to get to work, but totally fine. All right. Let's see who's here. Lucy's here. She says, good morning.
What's up, Lucy?
Vibes are good. Weekend was chill, and I am excited to get through this week as well. It's the only way through is through. You know, that's what they always say.
You got to take it one day at a time because it's a stressful week for a lot of people. Trying to finish up your shopping. And that last minute shopping is not fun.
No. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. This weekend was so amazing with Nevaeh. Thankfully, I only have A little driving to do today with the low visibility here in Wayne County. Have a great day, guys. Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
It was so bad yesterday. Like during the game, I ran out during halftime.
Where'd you go?
Grab pizza, and I could not see anything.
Went to go pick the pizza up?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
What do you mean?
They have delivery for that.
Yeah, but it was like 2 seconds away, and I don't think this place delivers, so...
Yeah, it was a terrible time. I got home Saturday night. I didn't leave the house until early this morning. I mean,
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I was rotting yesterday.
Yeah, made Christmas cookies yesterday.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
My mother made 8 different types. She sent me pictures of everything. Do you want some?
I don't need any, unfortunately.
You're not even to try one cookie my mom made?
I have like so many at home.
I'll bring you a cookie. Too much. You don't want to defend. You don't want to offend her.
All right, and then who else is here? Lindsay's here, says good morning. Vibes are high today. I am officially done with my Christmas shopping, so I'm feeling very accomplished. Good, as you should.
Listen, I just want to let a lot of people know that, especially this year, you don't have to go broke to prove to somebody that you love them. You don't have to do it. We're doing the best
we can. I refuse.
We're doing the best we can.
I refuse. Yeah. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are pretty good. The Bills crushed yesterday, after the second half, you know, but, Bills won.
I was like getting deja vu. Cause the last, like the only game we went to this year was the Patriots. We were right behind the Patriots.
Yes.
And it was, you know, they ruined their winning streak.
Yes, they did.
So that was tough.
But overall, yeah, I'm excited for this week. There's a lot to do, but you just, one day at a time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the vibes are good. It was a good weekend. Went to SantaCon on Saturday at the cannery in Fairport. Got to say hi to a lot of people.
The debauchery.
Yeah, it was a lot happening. You got to know when you've hit your ceiling. You know what I mean? Especially when you start drinking at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Mine was not going. That's my ceiling. Too much. Too many people. Not for me.
Just a heads up too, guys. You still have time to head to 98peaksy.com because our friends over at Creative Caterers are giving you a chance to win lunch for 20 people at your office right here in Rochester. So go sign up, book your holiday party with the premier catering company, Creative Caterers, 585-288-5870. They're waiting to serve you.
Yes, they are.
Go get them.
Period.
All right, coming up for the big story of the day this morning, seniors and residents in wheelchairs are stuck on upper floors. Elevators have been down for days. Families are being forced to carry their loved ones up flights of stairs. What is happening at Taylor Square Apartments right here in the city? We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show, you guys. 27 for the high today. What a disaster at Taylor Square Apartments. This building is tailored towards low-income adults, and there's been a handful of complaints that the elevators have just not been working since Friday, but this has also been an ongoing problem for months because you have residents in wheelchairs who simply can't access their apartments or leave their apartment unless someone carries them either up or down. And one resident who cares for her father said, "It's ridiculous. I've had to carry my dad up 4 flights of stairs multiple times."
Ew.
And people are frustrated. Can you blame them? I mean, you're stuck. You have people on the 5th floor with scooters, some on the 3rd and 4th floor with wheelchairs, and everyone is just kind of waiting for assistance, if you will.
That's crazy.
I can't think of a worse place for an elevator to just simply not be working.
Yeah, that's not great.
No. What if there's an emergency?
Right.
What do you do? Taylor Square management said they're taking all necessary steps to fix the elevators and that residents' safety is their top priority.
Sure. They've been stuck in their apartments for
right.
days.
The property has offered to put up residents in a hotel free of charge. But, I mean, you got a lot of residents that say this is not a realistic solution. One person said, "I won't even accept it because that's even more of a stress on me and my mom. Change up her environment, move her things to a hotel." Taylor Square opened for senior housing in March, but city property records indicate that this building was constructed in 1930. It was the old Hickey Freeman Manufacturing Building. And then due to renovations after 1991, I mean, it's got to comply with ADA regulations, and it's been failing to do so. But how? I don't understand how management justifies this situation, given that the building serves seniors and people with disabilities. Right. Like, you, there's... You got to get that thing fixed ASAP. And this has been an ongoing issue for months. Oh, that is really tough.
I smell a lawsuit.
My elevator in my building was down for about a month. And people were pissed. I'm like, I live upstairs. No problem. I'll take a flight of stairs. But people who just are in scooters or wheelchairs, like, or walkers.
Groceries, like, nightmare. Yeah. Absolute nightmare.
Coming up on the show, Breezy has a PSA, mostly to men, to stop doing this.
To most men. I'm not going to pin all men into this category, but this is an open letter this holiday season. When it comes to holiday shopping, please, for the love of God, stop buying your Christmas gifts at this one store. I'll reveal what the store is and call some people out and hurt some feelings coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Time for a quick PSA. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Breeze?
An open letter, if you will.
If that's what you want to call it.
I've simply had enough. And if no one's going to say it, it's going to be me. So... let's let it rip.
Go for it.
With the holidays hot on our heels here and Christmas coming up in, you know, a week and a half, I feel the need to say this, and I'm going to hold your hand while I say this, to most men. Most.
Okay, so you're talking to a majority of men. Not all, but some.
Correct.
Most.
Correct.
What is it?
Please, for the love of God, stop buying your Christmas gifts at Walgreens.
I knew it.
It's over. It's over.
I knew it was coming.
I was like, bonus points if you get it the night before Christmas.
I was going to say, what pharmacy is she going to bring up?
This has been my dad's MO for as long as I can remember. He just goes to Walgreens and just starts buying a plethora of random gatherings.
I don't get it.
It's just too much. But it's not just my dad, right? Like, yeah, that's my dad's MO. And I thought it was like a one-off situation of like, this man just like is really bad.
What is he getting? What does he go to Walgreens for?
I don't even know what you can buy. Like over the years, there's just been a plethora of different things, of neck massager to shampoo to a charging port. What are we doing here?
I bet you he's overpaying too.
So yes, of course. It's literally the most expensive store because it's like quote unquote convenience store, but it's whatever. So yesterday I was at my fiance's parents and we were doing all the Christmas cookies. And it was revealed that her brother bought them pajama pants at Walgreens for Christmas. Snoopy pajama pants.
Well,
and before,
so what?
So what? First of all, there's no one in the house that's like a huge Peanuts fan. And why are you buying pajama pants at Walgreens?
You have to understand though, Breeze. Like there are some.
No, there's no need to understand anything.
Some men who just panic. And not to mention, nobody gives your poor dad a list. He does. He's blindfolded.
I mean, I feel like everybody's told him exactly what they need. So I don't know how we can really spell it out for them much more.
How many years has gone by where your dad is buying your mother stocking stuffers
like morning of Christmas?
And he's getting shampoo and
like
conditioner?
Suave and like, she's like, I don't use any of this. I really don't.
Suave!
So yesterday, the pajama pant gate was revealed. And my soon-to-be mother-in-law was like, I already returned them. Don't even worry about it.
No.
Didn't even get a chance to give it to her. She's like, we're not going to wear Snoopy peanuts.
Well, how did she return them?
I don't know if he like brought them to the house and was like, I got these for you and, you know, Patrice for Christmas. And she was like, don't even bother wrapping.
That whole side of the family sucks with gift giving.
What?
Because Patrice is like throwing gifts at you unwrapped. Like, are you excited for Christmas?
No, she's a good gift giver. She just can't. She's impatient. So it's just too much. And if you are this guy or if you know this guy in your life, send them this. Tell them. Breezy says, no more shopping sprees at Walgreens. You're overpaying. The quality of whatever it is you're getting is crap. No one should be wearing any clothes from Walgreens.
I said it. Sometimes you'll come across a gem. I'm not against it.
Once every five years, there's five Christmases in between. Then,
well,
so
if something catches your eye at Walgreens or CVS,
you're overpaying as well. You're overpaying.
I'm just saying that sometimes there's nothing wrong with purchasing flowers on Valentine's Day for the love of your life at Walgreens or CVS if they have them.
Do you feel safe in there? Like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're gonna need to talk to your therapist about that, and maybe branch and venture off into new stores and new locations, because nobody's happy with what it is that you're presenting to them. Sorry, they're just not.
Hello, PXY.
Howdy.
Oh, hey, Breezy's dad.
Oh.
Yeah, what is going on over there? Come on.
Hey, I'm on your side, man.
Listen, it starts with getting some stocking stuffers. Bethy always likes stocking stuffers, like essentials, like gum and stuff like that.
Sure,
and
sure.
One year I saw something that I thought she wanted or needed, like a massager, and then they had a little omelet waffle maker, and the stuff comes out good. Unbelievable.
Nice little
cocktail crock pot, you know?
Yeah, dude, there's some good stuff at Walgreens. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to your daughter, it's never enough.
I mean, I could buy her a gold bar and she'd be pissed, you
right.
know?
Yeah, here's what we're going to do, Todd. You and me, we're going to go get drunk, and then we're going to go Christmas shopping together for our family.
We'll start at Rocks, and we'll go right down to Walgreens, and they know me, and I got a club card. Get some discounts.
No.
The lady knows me by my first name.
Of course she does, because you go every Christmas morning.
Yeah. I got to hurry up before everyone wakes up.
She's like, you again? It's the only reason we keep the store open on Christmas.
Hey, Todd, it's...
I slide her a 20 if she gets... Everything for me too, so great.
Oh my gosh, not the secret shopper.
It's the thought that counts, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Exactly.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye.
A waffle maker?
No, I hate it here. It was at Goodwill like 2 weeks later.
98 PXY.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, got a fascinating message on Facebook over the weekend. Came in from a person by the name of Marissa, who is asking, would you date someone who completely cut ties with their parents and siblings? Mm. And it's interesting because people do it all the time. People have their reasons. But some people like Marissa want to know, can this be looked at as a red flag? Here's the message she wrote. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love listening to you guys each morning. I think I need the collective brain power of your listeners for something I've been thinking about. So I've been getting to know this guy who I really, really, really like. Everything has felt easy. Everything's felt promising. We recently had one conversation and it left me unsure of what to think. I asked him about his family, just normal getting to know you stuff. And he gave me the most bare bones details possible. And he casually mentioned that he cut ties with all of them a while ago. Doesn't keep in contact at all. And it doesn't sound like anything.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
That's exactly what I thought about too. It doesn't sound like anything awful happened aside from the fact that they just don't get along. I didn't push, but now I'm wondering what this says. Is this just one of those complicated life story things? Or is it a blinking neon red flag that I should pay attention to? I like him a lot, but family is also super important to me. I feel weird about this one. What would you think if someone you're dating had chosen to completely step away from their family?
Wild.
So for Marissa, she thinks this might be a red flag. But for anyone listening who has had to cut ties with family, it's probably what setting boundaries looks like.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened?
I've never done that. Nor do I plan on doing that.
Well, so your dad just called, so.
I can't sit there and be like, this is what I would do or this is what I've done because I simply can't relate. But right. I think that she is in her right to have some side eyes and have some questions because it kind of sounds like, I don't know, I can see where she would get under the interpretation of if the going gets tough, you're just going to bounce.
See, that is also a good, valid point, too, because that's probably crossed her mind.
Some texters weighing in saying, it sounds like your holidays just got a whole lot easier.
Well said. 585-252-9800, you can text or call. You know, if I was dating someone who had to cut ties with their family and no longer speaks to their parents or siblings, I would definitely want to know why. I mean, I think it would bother me a bit considering I'm all about family. And, you know, listen, not everyone is blessed in their life to have good people around them. There are some very toxic relationships that you have to walk away from sometimes, family or not. But yeah. I would definitely have a deeper conversation about this. You got to.
Yeah.
So what really happened? And maybe you're not at your relationship yet to have that conversation, but I would hold out.
This person says, it depends on the reason of which they stop speaking. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, if the person that you're with, that you obviously don't know that super well yet, is just stubborn and they're like, yeah, it's just like not for me. I don't know. I think there's more questions that need to be had. And I think you're not in the position to be asking those questions just yet because you are so new.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But you should be asking them at some point if it's going to bother you that much.
Anyone listening ever had to cut ties with their family? And would you take issue with dating someone who has. Let me go to the phones. Jen is on hold. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a lot of experience with this. That is a huge red flag.
Really?
My soon-to-be ex-husband learned how to separate everybody in order to manipulate different parts of the family. And by not saying that they still have ties to their family, they're hiding something, I promise you.
Okay.
I've been looking for my soon-to-be ex-husband for 3 years after he took off, and then the family and I figured out, you know, that he had relapsed and was using drugs. So I think it's a huge red flag. You should leave.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Thank you for speaking off your experience.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jen.
Thank
you.
All right. Have a great day. Jen says leave. Absolutely. Chelsea says, I cut my dad out completely 3 years ago. After years of him being controlling and toxic, my boyfriend at the time didn't get it, and it ended things because he said family is everything. Honestly, anyone who judges someone for protecting their mental health is not worth your time, and I'm not sure why this girl thinks this guy owes him an explanation.
Owes who an explanation?
Our friend who messaged in. Marissa.
This person says, both my sister and I had to cut all contact with our father. For me, it was 10 years ago. For them, it was 20 years ago. There was a good reason for it, though. He was severely abusive. You definitely need to find out why and then decide from there if that's something you're going to sit there and worry about, especially because the backstory is so important.
It really is. And listen, if things are great now, they always are in the beginning. Everyone's on their best behavior.
I think it's extremely jarring. Like, I think it's not right by any means, but I've definitely, like, dated people that have been in this situation, and I'm like, ew.
Yeah. See,
I don't mean to judge, but it also is like, how much of this story is, like, fabricated? Because, again, you'll only hear one side.
No, of course.
You'll never meet them.
And that's the thing. I went on a date with a girl years back, and she's like, no, I stopped talking to my parents, like, years ago. And I was like, okay, why? Because I would love, you know, the person I end up with, I would love to have that relationship with her family. I do need that. Emily says, I would need a full conversation before dating someone like that. It's not automatically a deal breaker, but I do want to understand why. Family dynamics are complicated, and everyone handles it differently. That they do. Thanks, guys, for all the messages. And to our friend, Marissa, who messaged into the show, thank you for that. But also, I would have a much deeper conversation with this guy you really like when the timing is right. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about getting Christmas gifts for his family this year. You know, you're
saving millions.
It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Toyota. Habitat for Humanity is an organization right here in the Rochester area that is constantly helping others when it comes to affordable housing, homelessness, homeownership, and everything in between. And they started a new chapter of homeownership in the area. Just this past week, they celebrated their first two-story modular home on Friday in the Beechwood neighborhood. The nonprofit says the modular build process slashes the construction time and cost, helping more families get safe, affordable homes faster, which obviously everybody knows a modular home is going to go up way faster than an average build. They said that the frame based house construction will continue, but people are really stepping up to the plate and volunteering their time to make this happen. The house it's very nice. It's very cute looking. This is obviously in the Beechwood area, but they do it all over. They did it in Canandaigua before. My best friend built it with them, and they do this all the time. And I think this is so important now more than ever before because people don't have places to live. They can't afford rent. They can't afford to buy.
It's if you've ever volunteered for Habitat for Humanity, it's fulfilling. You're doing a good thing. Mm-hmm. I volunteered one time. I helped build a house in California. They've never had to send anyone home. I accidentally dropped a ladder on someone's head. And I was like, you know, this, it probably could have gone a lot better, but I did my part. I was there for about 45 minutes and we got a family into a nice home.
He's like, I lifted one paintbrush, took a picture, and I bounced. Perfect.
Took a photo for social.
No,
yeah.
It looks great.
Do your part, guys.
It looks really great for sure. So good on them.
Coming up on the show, cars covered in lights, dragging decorations behind them, and antlers flying off in traffic. It's all funny until it's super dangerous. How many of you decorate your vehicles? I know there's some
radio
of you.
Radio silence.
You know who you are. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
KPXY is free. And always will be.
Mark. Ariana Grande is at it again. She's switching positions for us. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, what's up? Can we please just take a minute here to talk about the people who decorate their vehicles?
It's a lot.
On Friday, I'm driving on 490 heading back towards the city, and I thought I was getting pulled over. You guys know that feeling. Cop pulls behind you, you start feeling guilty for something you didn't do.
Your stomach sinks into your ass.
You can't help it.
Even though you're going 5 under the speed limit.
Yeah, you know what? By the way, also, anyone ever drive next to a cop doing the speed limit and you're so afraid to speed up and pass him with fear of getting pulled over?
They always speed up and pass you. So I'm like, wait, so you can go 70 and 55?
I don't know. I feel like it's constantly a test. But anyways, on Friday, I thought I was being pulled over and I'm switching lanes and slowing down. And what I thought was a cop car behind me, it was not. It was an old Lincoln. They decorated their vehicles with flashing Christmas lights.
Cute.
And they did not do it in the sense where one looking at this car would say, wow, you know, that's really pretty. They did a good job. It was more along the lines of, that. Can this get any trashier? I don't think so. So as this car's passing me, I notice it put giant reindeer antlers on the hood of the car, made of who knows what. They were huge because I've seen people do this before, but they're giant. And one of the antlers fell off, and now it's just dragging underneath the car on 490. So now I'm driving next to this vehicle, and you have these Xmas lights flashing with a giant reindeer antler that's holding on for dear life. And I pass this car because I'm trying to get a glimpse of who this person is. Who's driving this vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know me. I can't mind my own business.
Yeah, you're nosy.
But I look over and I get distracted because they installed giant eyelashes on the headlights of this vehicle. Massive!
Yeah, that's
it was all too much.
That's kind of the typical. If someone's going to decorate their car, they're going to go all out. They're not just going to put like one thing on it. They're going to go balls to the wall. Absolutely.
Someone listening right now is guilty of decorating their vehicle. And I just want to know in a non-judgmental way, why?
I mean, getting in the Christmas spirit, of course.
Here's one decoration I can honestly say I can get down with. I do appreciate. If you own a Jeep.
No. Are you talking about the ducks?
If you decorate the spare tire on the back of the Jeep to make it look like, I don't know, like a holiday wreath, those are fun. I get down with that.
Not the Jeep privilege.
Right. I'm just saying, though, like it's not tacky. I don't even think that's legal, though. The flashing red and blue and white lights coming from behind me. I'm like, See, I feel like decorating your car is one thing, but when you start adding lights, I feel like you're entering dangerous territory.
Well,
Isn't that illegal?
Also, like, leave Christmas out of it. Like, I have seen people decorate their car for Halloween and they've had skeletons in the front seat.
Yeah, that's.
And I mean, that could drive anyone off a road. I mean, I was terrified, truly terrified.
Do you think the same adults decorating their cars today are the same ones who put neon lights underneath their car as like a teenager? Because I was guilty of almost doing that.
Neon lights underneath your, how does that even work?
Oh yeah, I mean when you're driving down the road, people just see it, the undercarriage of your car is lit up like neon blue.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
That's not distracting at all.
I was like, I think I'm gonna do this, and my dad was like, you go kick rocks, you're not doing that.
Yeah, people who are like super into their cars are a different breed. I mean, you're one of them, but like just so incredibly into your car. I will never understand the people that are like, I would rather have a nice car than a nice house. It's like, well, you could crash that at any moment.
So. I have never once in my life used a picture of my vehicle as my default pic on Facebook. I've never done that.
The bar is in the ground, I fear.
Yeah. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to text in, my husband doesn't do lights on his truck, but every year he puts a little Santa hat on the antenna. It's really cute. Yeah, that's fine.
Until that antenna.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh, I'm having a stroke. The Santa hat on the antenna flies off and goes over someone's windshield. Oh, that's, now we can't see anything.
That's extreme, but it is a possibility.
It could happen.
Let's go over to Tony.
You're just flying down 490. The Santa hat is gone.
All right, I have to confess, last year I put a full set of blinking Rudolph antlers on my truck. One fell off while I was merging onto 590, but the only reason I do it is for my 7-year-old daughter. She thinks it's fun. Why do I feel like I have to defend myself to you people?
Here's the thing, and this might be me being super judgmental, but I feel like if you have a truck, you can't decorate it. You can only decorate a car if you have like a Subaru.
What difference does it make?
It just is the type of person you are. You can't rev your engine down Park Ave with antlers on it. It's like it defeats the entire purpose.
Lisa says, OMG, I work with a woman at Strong. She put a full-on Santa beard on the front of her Prius, and it looks really tacky. I said it.
Prius too. Prius or Subaru.
Yeah, Prius or Subaru.
That checks out.
Guilty. My Jeep has lights around the tire and a little Santa waving from the roof. My kids love it. No, are we celebrating traffic violations now?
I mean, people do crazy things with their car. I am under the impression of like less is more. You know what I mean? I don't even think I would put a decal on my car because I don't want to be identified. I'm doing too many questionable things on the road.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely not.
You do not need to draw attention to yourself.
It's the cat with the wagging of the tail that is the back wiper. It's like, okay, we got it. Thank you so much. So I'm anti-car decorations because I think when you're driving a vehicle and you see a skeleton in the passenger seat, that's enough to put anyone into cardiac arrest.
Or thinking you're getting pulled over by a 99 Lincoln.
We don't know where they're cutting funding these days. You know what I mean?
You know, it's really tough.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just go on, try. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend.
No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station,
98 BXY.
All right, let's get into it this morning, shall we? Lot of us, it is the last week of work until the new year. That's very, very exciting. Some of you are on edge because, you know, the holidays bring out the worst in people.
No, truly. It's so tough.
585-252-9800. The texts are coming in. First one is by our friend Nate, who says, hot take, but people who use 17 different sauces on chicken wings are ruining the experience. Pick one and eat it. Also, watching people at the bar eat wings is so gross. There, I said it.
Yeah, wings are a private meal for sure.
Well, stop watching people eat, Nate.
No, fully.
There's no clean way to eat a chicken wing.
Because if you're eating with a fork and knife, you're a psychopath. There, I said it. This person, piggybacking off of stop looking at other people, I've decorated going back to our bit from last segment.
Yeah.
I've decorated the outside of my car, but I love seeing people do that. It shows character and fun. And if Breezy's freaking out about a skeleton, maybe she shouldn't be looking inside of other people's cars. There, I said it. First of all... it's hard when I'm aware of my surroundings, trying to merge lanes and look to see who's beside me, and I see a skeleton right next to me, and I'm sorry it gives me a fright. I'm sorry that it frightens me.
Sometimes it's going to do that. It's too bad we don't have a carpool lane here.
No, you're right. Let me just blast down 490 blindfolded. How about that? Like, what do they want me to do?
She's...
Stop looking at other people's cars. There's a skeleton hanging out the window. What do you want me to do?
She is breezy on a Sunday morning. Meg says, I am one of those people who film myself jogging on the treadmill. Judge me all you want, but at least I'm motivating people to work out while you sit on the couch. There, I said it. Okay.
Film yourself. Check out your form. Figure out what's going on. It's very important to do so.
Yes, indeed. Who else is here this morning for There I Said It? Let's do it. Let's get it off your chest. You don't want to take all this stress into the holiday with you, do you?
No.
Christmas is in 10 days. Danielle says, if you're married and your partner is struggling financially, maybe, I don't know, instead of watching them struggle, maybe help them out. I guess some marriages really are one-sided. Your marriage isn't a scoreboard. There I said it. Yeah. Mm. Danielle, you seem like you're going through it. Was this message directed at anyone specific, or are you just thinking out loud this morning?
Nobody knows. this person says, soup should be normalized as a savory everyday treat. There, I said it.
It pretty much is.
I fully agree.
It is.
I mean.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can eat it whenever you want.
I just love soup so much, and it's the best meal one could ever have.
I love a good clam chowder, especially if you put it in a bread bowl.
Broth is just like elite, in my opinion. I would eat soup every day if I could.
Mine's not so much a hot take. It's just how I'm feeling, especially about the holidays. But excuse me, if you claim I love Christmas music, but you skip All I Want for Christmas Is You every year, I don't know. You're dead inside. There, I said it. It's the most important Christmas song on the planet. It's
wildly overplayed. Wildly overplayed.
You can't skip it.
I mean, we're listening to it in the middle of July in Salingers. It's like, we don't, You know, I would argue it's not a Christmas song anymore. I would argue it's an everyday song.
I disagree.
It's played in every bar at any given season or time.
Wow.
It doesn't matter.
Where have you been hanging out? I don't understand.
Any bar ever with touch tunes. Like, any bar ever with touch tunes.
I have been very guilty of doing this on multiple occasions where I will log into, a touch tunes at a bar and play Christmas music in June or July. Some people seem to enjoy it.
This person says, hot take, but I'm a teacher and the week before my break is my favorite week at school. There, I said it. Nothing really goes on.
No, I mean, everyone's checked out.
I mean, everyone else who works different jobs is stressed and trying to just wrap up those loose ends of Q4. You know what I mean?
You got to do it.
She's like, movies for everyone.
Yeah. You got to wrap up Q4. Stop using mental health as a way to be cruel and rude to people. It's disgusting. There, I said it. Pop off, Nance. All right.
Mine for today is this. Don't fix what's not broken. Stop making 59 different adaptations of The Grinch. We don't need you to keep redoing it.
There's another one, huh?
Oh, my God. Also, speaking of TV and movie, why is SpongeBob still getting theater time?
Oh, I can't wait.
What's happening
here? I saw the trailer yesterday. I'm excited to go see that. I want to go see it because you know it's going to be funny. Oh, I can't wait.
Why are we still doing it?
Because it makes money and people like me are willing to spend their money on it.
I can't. It's too much.
Sarah says, hi guys, I'm off work until the new year. Well, you know, nice.
I was like, wow, Nancy's really coming in hot.
We need more raisins in dessert. They don't overpower food like chocolate chips or sprinkles. I love raisins, you guys. I wish more people would put them in their food or baked goods, especially during the holidays. It's an interesting take.
One way to keep your food right close to your chest, put raisins in it. No one's going to eat it.
Oh, God. Just I don't mind raisins and carrot cake, but anything else, I just can't.
Carrot cake is disgusting.
It's one of my faves.
Stop putting like vegetables and fruits
just because
into desserts.
You don't like
it's
it.
Disgusting.
Doesn't mean everybody else has to hate
it. It's such a balanced meal. There's fruits and vegetables and a sweet treat. Disgusting.
We're talking about a person who hates all fruit, who doesn't touch it.
It's like, I love my broccoli. My broccoli puffs. There's chocolate chips and broccoli in them. Why is that different than carrot cake? It's not.
Have you guys tried my vegan cheese made of jackfruit?
Ugh, God.
All right, let me get to one more. Breezy, I heard your conversation this morning. What's your beef with Walgreens? It's a perfect place to Xmas shop. There, I said it. I agree. Diane, I agree fully. She threw a lot of shade this morning, and specifically towards men who go Christmas shopping at Walgreens or CVS. Specifically your father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He needs help.
He loves shampoo and conditioner on sale there. I don't blame you, Todd.
The suave. It's not on sale. He's overpaying.
Every year your mom is surprised by the gifts your dad is giving her.
I fear she's not. I fear she knows exactly what it is.
A waffle maker.
Perfect.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Hanukkah to all of our friends. It is Monday, and for a lot of us, we just got to get through this week, you guys. We got to get through it.
Oh, yeah.
What a disaster at Taylor Square Apartments. What is going on? This building is tailored towards low-income adults, and there's been a handful of complaints that the elevators have not been working since Friday, but this has also been an ongoing problem for months. And you have residents in wheelchairs who simply can't access their apartments or leave unless someone's carrying them up and down the steps. Nightmare. One resident who cares for her father says, it's ridiculous. I have to carry him four flights up. You know, sometimes multiple times a day, people are frustrated. You have people on the fifth floor with scooters. You have people on the third and fourth floor with wheelchairs. And everyone's just kind of stuck. I
fear this should have been more of a pressing issue.
You would think. Ongoing for months, I can't think of a worse place for an elevator to just simply not be working when you have people with disabilities in the building. Taylor Square Management says they're taking all necessary steps to fix the elevators and that resident safety is their top priority.
Right.
It's so hard to believe them.
It doesn't seem that way, though.
It's so hard to believe them, you know what I mean? But that's what they're saying. The property has offered to put up residents in a hotel for free, but you got residents that don't find the solution realistic. One person said, look, I wouldn't accept that offer because that's even more of a stress on me and my mother to change up her environment and move her things to a hotel. Taylor Square opened for senior housing back in March. The city property records indicate the building was constructed in 1930. So, you know, it's almost 100 years old. It used to be the old Hickey Freeman Manufacturing Building. And due to renovations after 1991, it must comply with ADA regulations. AKA, time to fix that elevator.
Yeah, what are we waiting for, guys?
What if there was a serious emergency in that building? I mean, it's hard to think about, but that's a scary situation.
Right.
I just don't understand how management could justify this situation with the amount of people who are seniors, who have a disability, living in that building.
Correct.
Wild.
Time to get on that.
Coming up, we got a message from a mom who's completely stuck over something that should be simple, but absolutely is not. And we could use your help on this one today because it's turned into a daily standoff in her house. Emotions are high and everyone has an opinion on what she should do. We'll tell you all about it coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 27 for the high today. We got a very interesting message over the weekend for Parental Confidential from an Amanda. Who prefers we don't use her real name, and that's fine. But she wrote in and said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Please don't use my name. You can call me Amanda. I need help. I'm losing my mind over something that feels so small but has completely taken over our house. My six-year-old son has had a loose tooth for weeks. And I'm not talking kind of loose. I'm talking dangling by a thread, flopping around when he talks.
Hanging on.
For dear life. And the problem? He refuses to let anyone touch it. We've tried everything. The tooth fairy talks, the mirror so he can see it himself. Even the dentist said it's ready and should come out on its own, but my son panics the second anyone mentions it. We're talking full meltdown, tears, bargaining, screaming that it's going to hurt, even though it clearly doesn't. It's just become a daily issue. He won't eat certain foods. He keeps messing with it nonstop. He's terrified it's going to fall out at school and embarrass him, but also refuses to let us help. I don't want to traumatize him by forcing it, but I also can't let this tooth hang on forever. I feel ridiculous even asking this, but does anyone know if I should just rip it out and deal with him being upset?
Rip it out.
You think so?
Rip it out.
Please.
Well, it's going to die. It's dying. I mean, it's actively dying right now. So
it's his baby tooth.
And it's going to start smelling soon, too.
No.
Yeah.
No, the tooth is already hanging on. It's done.
I know, but the root in, like, it's still, something's still hanging. So you got to get it out.
That can't be comfortable. Guys, please tell me I'm not the only parent who's gone through this. And please, if you have a trick that actually works, I'm begging you to share it. Thanks, guys. Anyone have any great suggestions on how to remove a tooth from a kid's mouth? Because this thing isn't going to hang on forever. I say patiently wait it out. If it's been weeks, and his mom, in not so many words, says he looks ridiculous. We got to do something.
Ugh.
585-252.
They call him old piano mouth.
9800. I don't know. Tell us what you guys think.
Honestly, I would rip it out in sleep. I would.
How would you do it? Creep in there, open his mouth, and just rip the tooth out?
Yep. I don't know if it's on the top or the bottom, but if it's the bottom, easy access.
Easy. The top one's a little bit more difficult.
Because you just go, eep. So yeah. Or if you don't feel like that's a good option, you could tie a piece of floss to it and then use a little fishing pole and get it out.
Use a fishing pole. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Really great home remedies and tips coming from Breeze.
Absolutely.
Jen says, leave it alone. I went through this exact thing with my daughter. We stopped talking about it completely. No pressure, no reminders. And one night she bit into a grilled cheese and it came out on its own. Sometimes adding attention to it makes it worse. I agree with that.
I also would scare him into like scare tactics. So I would say, well, you don't want to lose this and swallow it, do you? Because then what if you choke and then just instill the fear in him and then just get it out?
Growing up, when you had a loose tooth, did any of you guys let your parents talk you into tying a string around your loose tooth and then tying the other end of the string to a doorknob? Or is it just my dad?
Oof.
Anyone? Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's the tea?
So I also have a son, same age as this mom, and he just lost his first tooth like 2 weeks ago. He wasn't scared. He actually was the opposite, trying to pull it out when it wasn't ready.
Oh.
And I will say to her, though, what made it come out, one day he was just brushing his teeth and popped it out. So maybe tell her to ensure that her son is really brushing, you know, just touching it will definitely help it come out.
Yeah, it's that sounds painful.
He's like refusing to brush that tooth.
How much does the tooth fairy leave these days? What's the minimum?
So we had that debate, and it's definitely inflation, and that's another thing. That's why our son wanted the tooth to come out.
He needs cash.
He got $5.
Wow, that's great.
I know, right? We used to get quarters, but he got $5. So maybe emphasize that too, like, hey, you know, the tooth fairy is going to bring you $5 or whatever. It's going to bring you money, and then you can go buy something. That's what our son did. He has another loose tooth, and he's trying to yank it out.
Oh my God! Get more hide money. All the hammers.
Yeah, yeah, you better make sure he's not in his room with a jackhammer.
I feel like your son. The second your son turns,
I don't think it's going to be $5 every time, no. Bud. But okay.
I think the second your son turns 18, he's going to be it. The plasma center, just selling his plasma.
Oh. One last question before I let you go. So I came across my baby teeth in a little jewelry box that my mom has in her bedroom. Does anybody still do this?
No.
No, so we also had that conversation of what do we do? We throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, see ya. See ya.
All right, thank you so much for your call. I don't know. I think I could get a pretty good price for my teeth.
Ew.
I'd
like
sell them.
Rotted. They're literally smaller than a pebble. Baby teeth are tiny.
They're cute.
Ugh. No thanks.
All right. Let's go to Lauren. We turned it into you're the boss situation. Let him decide when and where. Our son ended up pulling it out himself in the car because he didn't want it falling out at school. Dave says, I agree with Breezy. Don't give him the option. When he's sleeping, open his mouth, rip it out. If it's that loose, he won't feel a thing. And then just leave him $5 under his pillow.
This person says, get it out. Hold him down and take it out. He can choke on it in his sleep.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's a safety
issue.
This
is not, see? We're not parents, but we're learning.
We are.
We're learning so much.
That's why I said, get her out.
Thank you, guys.
Sooner rather than later.
Appreciate the calls. Thank you for the message, Amanda. Good luck with that. Hopefully it falls out sooner than later because yeah, it could be a really ugly situation. Tooth Fairy's on its way. It's BXY Mornings. We'll do another parental coming up tomorrow morning on the show.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
If we do know one thing about our girl Breezy, it's she loves a deal.
I do.
She loves
I
a good deal.
I do. And I will do anything to get a good deal on pretty much anything. But when it comes to spending money on things that you inadvertently have to spend money on, I mean, we're planning a wedding. There are things that need to be purchased. You don't really have a choice. I'm not going to overpay, and I'm not going to pay full price.
Oh, tell you that much. She is not someone who pays full price.
No, thank you.
Even if it's an Uber.
So a lot of things that I have been trying to gather and collect for the wedding have been on Facebook. Because if you think about it this way, obviously, everybody knows I am an environmentalist, so I love to recycle things. Why are we just continuing, us brides, continuing to buy the same things over and over and over again when we can just cycle them through to different weddings? Like, it just makes more sense economically.
Like the
for
bar.
The ecosystem.
Right?
All the sign. Yeah, well, I mean, I did get the bar, but like all the signage, like, welcome to our forever. Like, we don't need 14,000 of those. Like, just sell them to the next person getting married. It's not that deep. So a lot of this is all over Facebook Marketplace. Obviously, we know I love a Facebook Marketplace find. It's very important to me. And my mom has been pushing me to buy my dress on Amazon or Facebook.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, not you robbing the experience and the joy of going wedding dress shopping for me, but that's totally fine. But I've been entertaining and I've been perusing.
Oh, interesting. Because I have very much against this a couple weeks ago.
I have. And I shot a message out on Saturday to someone who was selling a wedding dress of my size. And I liked it. It was a nice dress. I also feel like I'm just like trying to settle to like find a cheap option so my mom like stops yelling at me. You know what I mean? So I sent a message out to this person selling this wedding dress. And I just blindly shoot it. I mean, you don't really see who's selling it until you go to the messages and they respond.
Right.
So I look a little closer and it's this girl from high school who's selling this dress.
A girl that you went to high school
with? That I went to high school with.
Okay.
That got divorced like very shortly after.
You can't buy a wedding dress. If they got divorced, that wedding dress is bad luck. That's what that means.
And I would never, ever And I would never buy a wedding dress from somebody that I know.
What difference does that make?
Just like, well, first of all, I know their marriage went to the wayside, so that's not great.
We know.
Respectfully, of course. But also, like, we share mutual people. Like, why would, if someone sees the dress, they're going to be like, wait, didn't so-and-so wear that? Like, what is happening?
I don't think so.
Excuse me, just...
Breeze,
yes.
You're talking about not the people who are coming to your wedding, but after you post photos,
yeah,
you're
like,
going to think...
Comparatively. They can compare. Unless she scrubbed the photos from the internet because they're not married anymore, which she could have done.
But there's thousands of dresses out there. I doubt anybody's going to make that comparison.
Yeah, but they could, you know.
The only reason I would, you know me, I'm a superstitious guy. I just feel like if you were to wear this dress on your wedding day after it was passed down from somebody's marriage that went to the wayside.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... You deserve a clean slate, even with your dress.
No, I agree. So that's part one.
Did you explain this to your mom?
Oh, no, I didn't talk to her. I didn't talk to her about it. I'm not even entertaining the situation. She'll find out right now. That's part one. Part two, because Patrice is the same way. She's trying to find things cost effective and, you know, less than full price. So she's on... this is so crazy. She's on Facebook and she sees like some signage and it's like, and a lot, I mean, listen, it is kind of hard as two women getting married because like everything's like Mr. and Mrs. and like all this. So it's like when you find something that is catered to you, you're like, oh, let's jump on it. So she found two signs that said Mrs. and Mrs. and it was $7. And like they go at the sweetheart table and it's like, it's just for the aesthetic and the, you know, whatever. So she's like, oh my, she texted to me. She's like, oh my God, do you like this? It's literally $7. I'm like, sure, like grab it.
Where is it?
It's on Facebook. She sends the message. She's like, hey, like, I'm interested in buying these. Not it being her ex-girlfriend.
No way. Really? No. Why is her ex-girlfriend selling that?
She just got married.
Oh, her ex-girlfriend just got married and she didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad luck too, is it?
She tried to like unsend the message.
Nope, too late.
And... The woman did not respond.
Was it
I don't think she will.
Bitter ending to their relationship?
It wasn't great.
Okay, so yeah, there's a backstory there.
Yeah, so we're two for two. That'll happen this weekend. So I think we're going to take a beat from Facebook. But so then we get into this conversation and I'm like, the price is right. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go get it. And she's like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not having decor from my ex at our wedding. Like, that's
correct.
That's insane. And I'm like, if the price is right, I'm not gonna sneeze at $7. So I'm just like, all right, well, and she just put the kibosh to it wholeheartedly and was like, absolutely not. Not that this woman is even going to respond. I keep calling her a woman, like she's like so much older than us. I don't know how old she is, but like, not that she's going to respond, I don't think. But like, could you imagine if, say, in some way, shape, or form, they didn't put two and two together, they didn't see the names, and then they met up to do the exchange.
Now you have to invite them to the wedding. Apparently, it's bad luck to wear a divorcee's wedding dress.
Well, duh.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Nobody can disagree with
that's
that.
It's not a hot take.
But you know what they say. I mean, fashion over superstition.
And then what do they say about buying your ex's decor?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Wedding. I don't know.
I was scream crying. I was just like, that's hilarious. Like, we should do it for the bit. And she's like, absolutely not. Like, so.
Good morning, guys. Bought a dress from a bride who got divorced. I should have burned sage or just hoped for the best because my marriage lasted only 2 years after that. It's not a bad run. 24 months.
It's probably more time than hers.
Yeah.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
I don't know if your performance can top last week with the Christmas shoes. I know. That was somebody.
It was a crowd favorite, truly.
Somebody give this woman an Oscar.
I just feel like I'm not appreciated the way I should be. But yeah. That's okay.
Well, you still got a lot to learn. Mm. I picked a film that Breezy's never seen. We're going to act that scene out today from a Christmas classic, if you will. Breezy's going to go home tonight, watch it, and then bring it in and review it tomorrow morning on the show for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you want to text in, you know the name of the movie. We'd love to hear your guesses. All right, Breezy, do you want to know your motivation for today?
I do.
All right, so your character's name is Ashley. And let's just say you have something very sneaky up your sleeve.
Okay.
And my character is your lover, and we're in a pool. Okay, so I'm setting the tone.
Sure.
But you're pretending to be in love with another man. And really, even though we're lovers, we're really pretending to be brother and sister. Got it?
Ew, okay.
All right, another Christmas A family fun movie. Lights, camera, music. Action. Really intense. Go.
I said no. Don't touch me. Get away from me. You almost killed me. Do you know that?
When I saw you fall, I could have put that gun in my mouth myself and pulled the trigger. I swear you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I know you have to be this guy and his lover because it's all part of the plan, but I need you to know it's absolutely killing me.
Gabriel, please. We don't have to keep doing this.
He's helped us get the map and the money. He's done what we need him to do. Now we don't need him anymore.
No! Damn it, Gabriel. You drive me crazy. You know that? No! You listen to me. Because we have to be smart about this. The more he wants me, the more he's going to help us.
You think he wants a cut of the money?
Oh no, baby. He wants me. He wants your little sister.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and jingle all the way. Why don't you be a good little sister and swim on over here?
Oh God, the water's freezing. I need to get out. It's freezing, I tell you. Oh, God, the chlorine is burning my skin.
And cut. All right, well done.
I've never had chlorine burn anyone's skin, but pop off.
Well, sometimes if you're dealing with psoriasis or a case of eczema, that can really, you know, that could sting a little bit. Does anybody know the name of that Christmas classic from the year 2000? A couple of guesses coming in. Never heard of Sleigh All the Way. That is a great guess, but no, who's in that?
Sleigh All the Way, sure.
The Santa Claus Part 2, that is definitely incorrect. No. Somebody, let me go to the text lines here. Somebody's saying, oh, great performance, Breeze.
Thank you so much.
The name of this movie, all of these answers are incorrect. The name of this movie is Reindeer Games.
Okay.
Starring the very pretty Charlize Theron and, of course, Ben Affleck.
Sure.
You've never seen this movie, but I promise you, you're absolutely going to love it. So do it justice. Go home tonight, watch the whole thing in its entirety, and bring it in tomorrow so you can review it and score it like a 1.2.
I will do my best. It sounds like it's going to be a barrel of fun, so can't wait.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Josh Allen Haley Steinfeld announced they're expecting their first child. It's very exciting news for Bill's Mafia in their family, of course. But they announced the news in an Instagram video on Friday, and people went crazy over it.
Oh, yeah. We were literally at Cruel Summer, and I was like, oh, here it is.
Both of them are 29 years old. Incredibly successful. I forgot that she was the actress in True Grit. She was nominated for an Academy Award at only 13. I completely forgot it was her in that film with Matt Damon. But she's always been a successful actress.
And singer.
And the question is, could this major life change actually throw off his game? Because being a first-time parent is a complete life overhaul, if you will. Suddenly, your priorities shift. I mean, your routines are going to change. Every decision, I'm assuming, I don't know firsthand, but every decision, I'm assuming, is about keeping another human alive and happy,
right,
which both of them have the resources to do so.
Sure.
But some people do say fatherhood transforms athletes, and people online were congratulating them, but others were sharing how concerned they were. Because yesterday's game was a perfect example. Bills were losing the Patriots 21-0 in the half. And some say it's because Josh is distracted and his nerves are getting the best of him. But I think we expect way too much from some of these players. I mean, he is making $60 million a year for a reason.
I feel like that theory doesn't hold up, because I feel like it would have been more stressful and impact his game more when he's keeping the secret. Now it's out in the open. I mean, everybody knows. There's nothing to be nervous about now. Like, everybody knows. Like, I could see him feeling nervous, like, I'm having a baby. Nobody knows. What if this news gets out before I get to share it? You know,
or
thinking about his wife, thinking about his future child.
But the other thing that could go through somebody's head is, I'm becoming a first-time parent. I have never done this in my life. I'm freaking out. Because people expect a lot from him and the team, or anyone who's an athlete. If you're in the spotlight, every single thing you do is magnified.
I mean, not just being a first-time parent. Being a first-time parent as Josh Allen and having everybody know everything and want to know everything and be in your parenting journey for the first time is a lot.
Yeah. People want to know. Yeah. Instagram.
No wonder the guy pukes every game.
He throws up a lot. I mean, do you think becoming a parent can make a pro athlete better on the field or
more distracted?
Is it a recipe for distraction? Yeah. 585-252-9800. He lives a beautiful life. I mean,
could you imagine having a baby and winning a Super Bowl in the same year?
I mean, that
you just retire after that.
I think this is the year to do it.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
The new flag, Super Bowl champs hanging up in the new stadium in Orchard Park. I don't know.
With a baby owning the whole suite.
I think the script has already been written. I think it has. I think we're just waiting patiently to see how this plays out.
And it's like, I know they live in Buffalo, obviously, like Josh and Haley, but like, where are they giving birth to this child?
Probably California.
She's like, guys, my water just broke. Get me on a flight to California.
Probably. How many months along is she? Do we know? Because she's definitely showing.
That wasn't specified. I called this weeks ago.
No, I remember.
Weeks ago. Whatever she wore on whatever carpet she was, I go, so you're hiding a pregnancy.
I would say maybe she's 4 or 5 months in.
Do you know that for certain?
No, well, she's definitely got a bump. And in 3 months, people aren't really showing, are they?
I mean, it really depends.
I'm going to say maybe 5 months. Let's take it. Let's go to this person. Good morning, guys. So I feel like people expect too much from athletes. I got my first kid last year and had to relearn how to manage stress.
I got my first kid.
I got my first kid last year.
I purchased my first kid last year. It was crazy.
If Josh Allen can still play at a high level, more power to him. But that's what athletes who are making millions are expected to do anyways. See the pressure?
Yeah. I can see there's a lot going on at home, clearly.
There's a lot going on at home. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I was a wreck when my first kid came home. Don't care who you are. Anyone who is expecting to be a parent for the first time is going to be nervous no matter what. I would assume that's the case.
They're just like, also, we need to talk about the fact that, like, how in love they are and the fact that they've only been together for like 2-ish years, 3 maybe.
Oh, gosh. I just don't think he would be the same person if he ended up with his ex-girlfriend, Brittany.
Oh, all right. We're not going to go there.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're not going to go there.
Why not? Come on. Oh, everybody has their faults. I'm just saying. It was a bad situation.
Toxic situation.
He ended up with who he was supposed to end up with. Now he's married to one of the most beautiful actresses in the world. He's an NFL MVP. I mean, he's making $60 million a year plus endorsements. The guy is living the dream.
No, he's crushing it.
That is how you crush life. And then he's got a child on the way. I mean, good on him, but the pressure is on. You could tell. He's nervous.
He's got a lot of things in the works. Baby, Super Bowl, hopefully.
And I'm sure you're going to feel those nerves, too, the first time you get pregnant, right? However you choose to do that.
I know. Josh Allen, be my sperm donor.
Oh, my God.
Woody? Maybe.
No, I don't know. You're going to have to go through Haley. But don't you worry, Breeze. We'll find you a donor if it's the last thing we got to do.
And I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.